7 weeks ago, Friday, March the 27th, the Taoiseach announced the shutdown, which we've all been living with since. Later today, the Cabinet will meet and is expected to agree to the first phase of easing those restrictions from Monday. Throughout this morning's programme, we will hear from businesses and workers as they prepare to return to work. We will also speak to the Finance Minister about the reopening. Meanwhile, another 10 families are grieving this morning. 1,506 people with COVID-19 have now died here. 426 more cases of the virus were confirmed yesterday, bringing that total to 23,827. Jill Steadman reports now from last night's department briefing and explains that large number of new cases.
426 new cases of COVID-19 were announced yesterday. While that may seem like an increase on recent trends, the Chief Medical Officer explained that is not the case.
There has been a reporting of one large number of cases that accumulated over a period of time, diagnosed in respect of one specific hospital and reported by the Occupational Health Department of that hospital.
Dr. Tony Houlihan said one hospital was late in their reporting of over 200 cases.
You'll see those cases represented over a period of time that go right back to the middle of March, small numbers of cases each day, and never getting above 10 or so in a given day over that extended time period. They were accumulated, we weren't aware of them, and they were reported in one group today.
When asked if contact tracing had been carried out in those cases, he simply said,
I don't know, but I am saying that there would still be, it wouldn't surprise me if there had been contact tracing, because the knowledge of these cases would have been in the hospital. Contact tracing in hospitals usually is done by the occupational health teams within those hospitals.
On a positive note, the latest data shows that the spread of COVID-19 is slowing. Professor Philip Nolan, chair of the NPHET Epidemiological Modelling Group, went through the figures.
So in the middle of April, on average, we were reporting close to 600 new cases per day. That had declined by last week to under 300. And as of yesterday, looking back over the preceding 5 days, on average, we're looking at 172 new cases. And what you might call the true new cases today remains in line with that.
Professor Nolan confirmed that the number of patients in intensive care units is also falling.
You're all utterly familiar with the fact that we had very large numbers of people in intensive care in mid-April, on average 140, down to a little bit under 100 last week, down to 69 on average over this week, and that number is 58 as of this morning.
While this all sounds like good news, Professor Nolan urged caution.
We do remain, of course, should reproduction number rise, at risk, a very significant risk of a second wave. So how people behave over the coming weeks is going to be really very important.
Questions were asked about the outbreaks in nursing homes and whether action should have been taken sooner. Dr. Houlihan had this to say.
The restriction of visitors from nursing homes is very, in particular, a difficult one, because it's cutting off loved ones from visiting their relatives in nursing home environments. And that was among a large range of measures that we did not want to introduce before we believed that we were at the point at which they were necessary.
In terms of reported tensions between the HSC and NPHET over testing capacity, Dr. Colm Henry, the HSC's chief clinical officer, had this to say.
In such an environment, it would be implausible for me to say there are no tensions and there's no exchange of frustrations. But that, to me, the end point of all this is we work together and we sort things out. And that's what's happened in this testing regime. We have a completely agreed position. We now are in a happier position than we were with testing a month ago, in that we have not just capacity, but we've got capability to address turnaround times in a much more meaningful time frame than we were in even a couple of weeks back.
Those sentiments echoed by Dr. Houlihan.
That if I told you there was no tension, maybe we wouldn't be pushing ourselves hard enough to try and do the job we're trying to do.
So will NPHET be advising the government to begin easing restrictions next week? Dr. Houlihan didn't quite answer that question.
Do you want to tell us what NPHET is telling the government on restrictions?
I'm not in a position to do that, and I know you understand that, Shane. We've given advice today to government, and government has a scheduled cabinet meeting tomorrow to consider that advice.
His lips are sealed for now. That's the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, taking questions from journalists at the Department of Health briefing last night, ending that report by Jill Steadman.